People in Wellington County may notice something new on their local OPP officers, flashing lights on their vests. The Ontario Provincial Police are rolling out body-worn cameras for frontline officers. You may soon see the new devices, which are attached to an officer's vest. They display flashing lights when active and turn red once recording begins. Officers will be required to tell people they are being recorded. Constable Matthew Burton of Wellington County OPP says the cameras will be clearly visible.
Going to a call for service at your home or on a traffic stop, that the officer will announce, hey, just let you know this interaction is being recorded. It won't be a surprise. You'll see a flashing red light. And for people to know that the body camera will be just in the front of the vest and it'll be very obvious to see. It won't be secretive. There'll be a conversation and a physical presence of the camera so you can see it before the interaction begins.
Police say the technology is designed to improve accountability, transparency, and evidence collection while also keeping both the public and officers safe. Burton says the effort is part of a broader push to build trust.
So by its nature, the body-worn cameras are a tool to produce the best possible evidence at a call for service, as opposed to relying on third-party evidence or third-party video sources, such as bystander videos or static security cameras. They're an investment in the OPP's commitment to delivering accountable and transparent policing services, whether they're used to legitimize an engagement between an officer and a member of the public, provide evidence in court, or offer an unbiased view to allegations of misconduct.
The cameras will be used during most police interactions, but there will be a few exceptions.
Officers will be trained to be aware of interactions with the public that may be sensitive in nature, such as dealing with children or sensitive investigations, such as sexual assault or intimate partner violence investigations, or when a person's in a state of undress. Body-worn cameras will typically not be used in hospitals or schools. Recordings in private locations is only permitted in exigent circumstances. Usually, we'd ask people to come outside the residence to protect the kind of the privacy. And the recording is used for court purposes. Redactions of involved persons can be conducted.
Those not wanting to be recorded can ask to have the cameras turned off. Officers should grant that request in most cases, unless there's a risk to anyone's safety, in which case recording will continue. The rollout comes after the successful introduction of in-car cameras and automatic license plate recognition systems earlier this year. Training for the body-worn cameras is ongoing, and officials say full deployment across the detachment will happen soon. Burton says they want to remain open and transparent with the public and will answer any questions the public may have.
If you have any question about the camera, any member of the public has a question, encounters an officer about the camera, simply just ask. We're happy to have a conversation. But just know you will see flashing green. Does not mean it's recording you. But if it is red, now it's being recorded.
I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.